This summer, we're asking you to tell us if you're traveling to any place that would make a good geo quiz. Today, we're turning our quiz over to Kristen Gill, who listens to The World on station KUOW in Seattle. Ready? Kristen's travel plans this summer include a county in Northwest Ireland. It's where the poet William Butler Yeats spent parts of his childhood. The countryside there inspired him. It also inspired Kristen when she visited this part of Ireland 20 years ago. She especially remembers a lake that features in Yeats's famous poem, The Lake Isle of Innisfree.
I hiked all around its perimeter, and it's a beautiful large lake. It gets some of the most gorgeous sunsets you'll ever see. Just the sky will be on fire red, and reflected in the water is just always a beautiful thing to see.
So where in Ireland is the Lake Isle of Innisfree? Kristen's back with the answer in just a few minutes. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back now to our listener-generated geo-quiz. We asked for the name of a county in Northwest Ireland that's associated with the poet William Butler Yeats. It's where he spent some of his childhood. It's also where his grave is located. The answer is County Sligo. Seattle listener Kristen Gill is planning to go there this summer. She's especially looking forward to visiting Loch Gill, the lake in Sligo that inspired Yeats to write The Lake Isle of Innisfree.
Loch Gill is a place I've been before about 20 years ago when I studied in Ireland. But Ireland is definitely a special place, mostly because I have family that lives there, and that's part of my background. So it's basically a home away from home for me. I usually get out there about two times a year, and usually there for extended periods because I do the family visit part first, and then I usually try to check out some other areas specifically for adventure travel. So whether it's biking or trekking through the Wicklow Mountains or journeying by sea, all of those are really fun to do in Ireland, and each town and each area has its own specialties.
Which brings us back to Loch Gill. One of the specialties there is stand-up paddleboarding, and that's what's drawing Kristen to the lake this summer.
Stand-up paddleboarding is a relatively new sport, but it's super fun. It's basically what looks like a surfboard, but you stand on it and you use a paddle, and you basically paddle yourself while standing around a lake, or you could go in the ocean. You don't have to have any sort of special gear. Just hop on, start paddling. You know, and anyone can do it, and it really increases the joy factor for sure.
Kristen's into photography as well. She sent us some pictures of people supping, as stand-up paddleboarding is known. You can see those at theworld.org, but supping isn't all Kristen's planning to do while in Ireland this summer.
Whenever I go, I always make sure I see some traditional Irish music. I grew up Irish dancing, so hearing the music live in the pubs is always very special. And in the summer, it'll be outside as well. So they get long summer nights, so I plan on seeing lots of music and maybe even doing a dance or two.
Sounds like a great summer vacation plan. Kristen Gill listens to our program in Seattle on station KUOW. If you're going somewhere this summer that would make a good geo quiz, tell us about it. You can share your story at theworld.org.